Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. And this week's movie is Sinners. Who's in it? Michael B. Jordan, Miles Keaton, Hailee Steinfeld, Jack O'Connell, Womni Mosaku, Jamie Lawson, Omar Benson Miller, and Delroy Lindo. So what's it about? Well, two twins return to their hometown in Mississippi from Chicago to start all over. But all is not what it seems. It is clear that they are running away from something, but not clear that they are running into something else that might be more evil than where they came from. You keep dancing with the devil, one day he's gonna follow you home. So what's to like? Well, writer-director Ryan Coogler offers us a film that is a history lesson, a cautionary tale, and a nightmare all at once, and he does it vibrantly, pointedly, and imaginatively. In the first half of this film, he paints a vibrant picture of Black life during Jim Crow. The Black folks look beautiful. The way they are shot visually shows a proud people, a determined people, and a purposeful people. The combination of close-ups, costumes, set design, and makeup clearly says we are not just making a film that entertains, but one which celebrates the richness of our being. Even while these Black folks are still working the cotton fields and dealing with racism, there's joy and pain, laughter and tears, good and evil, and Coogler boldly puts it all on display. Pointedly, he has a lot to say and creates a conversation with the audience about the connection to music and how it bridges the past and the future. Coogler imaginatively supports his thesis with visually arresting images from the drums of Africa to the hip-hop of today, reminding us of how our music not only preserves stories, but foreshadows them as well. He uses our musical history as a cautionary tale of how those rhythms and beats can be used for good, meaning God's work, or for evil, drinking, sexing, and sinfulness. Those same rhythms and beats which provide a strength and foundation can also be the vehicles that cause us to lose sight of our purpose and fall victim to our sinful nature. Coogler is not afraid of celebrating parts of our culture that mainstream society might frown upon. He displays our belief in spirits and demons. He shows how we would cast spells to keep demons at bay. Simply by showcasing these customs and practices, he declares that they are an asset versus something to be ashamed of or simply demonic. Coogler found a way to make two very different halves of a movie come together. The second part will make us all question how we are living and even if we want to continue living. And I, for one, could really see how music could be a blessing and a curse. And Coogler gave us all something to ponder. Thinking about the music of today. Anyway, Michael B. Jordan is magnificent as he plays both of these twins, Smoke and Stack. And then Delroy Lindo helps to elevate the narrative. Miles Keaton is perfect as Sammy, and Womni Mosaku as Annie brought a realness and strength. I mean, the whole cast was a joy to watch. So, what's not to like? It really does feel like two films, and you'll have to figure out if it's smooth enough transition for you. And then I was a bit confused as to what twin was loving what woman, but that was because I'm a scary cat and I was closing my eyes during parts of the film. Also, I'm not a big fan of the after credits continuation of the movie, but there are two of them, so stay till the end of the movie and the end of the credits. My rating, I'm giving this one 3.5 reels out of 4 reels. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.